A story about an airline getting into venture capital with a former Olympian doing the investing. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. There is a growing trend in the world of venture capital investing. Big companies that start their own funds or investment arms, either to make money or build companies that help their own businesses. The number of corporate venture funds has more than doubled from 2011 to 2016, according to CB Insights. One of those was formed just in the last year, JetBlue Technology Ventures, which invests in travel-related startups like electric airplanes, for one. Bonnie Simi is president of JetBlue Technology Ventures, and she is kind of her own story. She competed in three Winter Olympics in the 80s and 90s in the luge. She's a former TV sportscaster and a commercial pilot. She still flies for JetBlue sometimes. So when an airline wanted a venture fund located in Silicon Valley, it ended up across the way from the San Carlos Regional Airport, where small planes, mostly private, some with propellers, zip in and out while she's working.
So we are exactly equidistant between San Francisco and San Jose, right on the main thoroughfare 101. And ironically, there happens to be an airport here.
And is that just a coincidence, or do you have any actual official involvement with the airport?
We do in the sense, first of all, I learned to fly here. So 30 some odd years ago, I was a flight instructor at San Carlos. So I have a personal connection, but really the location is absolutely ideal.
And you're not, one thing that might surprise people, you're not just focused on air travel, right? It's all kinds of transportation, mobility.
No, yeah. We think very broadly about the travel sector. So in the end of the day, you know, if you put yourselves in the shoes of a customer, the customer thinks, I'm going on a trip. I'm going to travel somewhere. And then they have to go get the ground transportation and then the hotels and the travel and the activities and something like 30 different websites people go to. And it's just a very disjointed experience. How might we think about making the customer's life more seamless and make the journey more enjoyable? It's almost like travel used to be. And that extends beyond just the airport airline experience.
Can you give me an example of one of your portfolio companies?
Sure. We have a company called Recharge. And this is if you are, let's say you're on a layover and it's 4 hours. And what are you going to do? You're just going to sit at the airport and twiddle your thumbs. Or perhaps if you're going to fly in an all-nighter from San Francisco to New York, and then you have a meeting in downtown Manhattan at, say, 11 o'clock, and you land at 5. What do you do? And so this is a startup, and it's got about 40 luxury hotels where you can literally recharge for an hour or two and just pay for the time that you need that space.
It's always curious to see, or it's always interesting to see what the goal is with a corporate venture arm. Is it to give JetBlue a competitive advantage with the technology from the companies you fund, or is it about a return on investment with individual companies?
Yeah, I mean, I think that when you think of venture capital itself, they're optimizing for one objective, which is a financial return. For us, it's much more about the strategic value. Having a seat at the table of an innovative technology to keep JetBlue ahead of the competition, ahead of the industry, allow us to think about brand extensions and expanding beyond the sort of footprint that we already are, and then making our current operations much more efficient.
And then you have this amazing background. You're a commercial pilot, a three-time Olympian in the luge. You worked as a sports commentator for CBS and NBC. Why did you want to move into investing, and what's it like?
I love the industry. I'm what we call an av geek, an aviation geek. Actually, airplane was one of my first words as a kid. So as a childhood goal, a dream I had that I wanted to be a pilot. And over time, I've always stayed true to those roots. I still fly. I'm still a captain at JetBlue. But I wanted to do much more. And seeing, you know, I'm from Silicon Valley. To be part of this ecosystem from the outside and not participate, you feel like you're missing out. So it's been a fabulous, fabulous experience to combine the two.
That's Bonnie Simi, president of JetBlue Technology Ventures. And here is another fun fact from CB Insights, the first known instance of corporate venture capital in America. In 1914, the president of the plastics manufacturer DuPont, Pierre DuPont, invested a small amount in a private automobile startup called General Motors. DuPont, the company, later invested a second round, if you will, of $25 million into GM so it could help grow the car company and, by extension, increase demand for plastic, fake leather, and paints, all of which were produced by DuPont. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. And hey, thank you for listening. We take this work seriously at Marketplace, but we like to have some fun too, making the news relatable and relevant in a way that's easy to understand without talking down to you. And most importantly, it's journalism you know you can trust to be accurate and unbiased. As a nonprofit news organization, we are on a mission that drives what we do every single day to increase economic intelligence across the country. And now we're counting on your help so we can not only keep doing what we're doing, but do even more of it and get this kind of news and information in front of more people. So for as little as $5 a month, consider signing up as a Marketplace investor. Donate today at marketplace.org. And thanks.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.